The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for a lot of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. Here's the good thing though. Around the country, there are so many cities with affordable investment properties, some even under 100,000, so there's a lot of opportunity out there. On September 20th, I'm starting a 4-week virtual intensive workshop that'll show you how to buy your first out-of-state property. So we're gonna go over everything from creatively financing that first property, how to build your team that you can trust, how to find and analyze properties, and how to find the right location, and so much more. You deserve to build wealth for your family. You deserve to invest in real estate. It's simply a matter of getting the right information. So I want to see you there. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop or click the link in the description of this episode. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. And today it's all about episode 168 with Trevor Fay, the founder of Copa. Copa is a fractional real estate investing platform, and it allows investors to own pieces of real estate from anywhere. And in this spotlight, Trevor's going to give us the game on how fractional real estate investing works. It's really dope. So tap in with us. Here we go. The Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight, episode 168. Let's get into it.
So I think it's an interesting structure because there have been similar type of companies who have raised money first, then invested. What's your thoughts on doing it that way versus having an asset and letting people participate in something that's already performing?
Yeah. So typically what I've seen in the private equity space and development as well is that people want to get the biggest assets they possibly can. They want to raise as much money as they possibly can, put that to work, and then charge a fee on that for the next 5, 7, 10 years, if it's a fund, or 3 years to 10 years, if it's a development. And that works for some people. But typically that means that if you're an average person and you want to have access to being able to trade your money out, you're not going to, like, no one's going to be buying an unfinished development from you anytime soon. And if they do, they're not going to buy it from you for what you paid for it. Mm-hmm. So that could hurt a lot of retail investors. And that's what we ultimately don't want to do. We want to say, hey, look, you make money because the building does well and you get to compound it over time. And that's how you build real wealth. And so our thought process is, let's let landlords stay in the building. They sell us a partial share. We then take that partial share and then we give it out to everyone else. And we have an appraiser then value that, right? So it's not based on us. It's not based on a landlord. It's based on what the actual value of the building is. And then everyone gets to do well. So the landlord still owns some. So when a bunch of people buy in, the property value might go up because there's a lot more people that can actually have access to the real estate for once. That means that everyone that's in gets to go up as well. The other thing that happens is that the community for the first time is able to invest nearby. So it's a very different model where, because you know there's value in your community, you can invest first, but be also, because it's on blockchain, it's international. So we could actually have people from Dubai or Thailand or, you know, or Lagos in Nigeria be able to invest, and they'll and everyone's side by side with each other. So because there's so many more people that can put in, now you get a chance to see your value go up and you can see the value in your community go up without having to have any gentrification.
That makes a lot of sense. So is the vision eventually for, like, let's say I'm a real estate investor. I have this $500 mixed use office residential. Would I put it on the platform to
get more investors for it? Is that how ultimately it'll work out?
Yeah. So think of, you, let's say you had $1 million building or a $10 million building, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you said, I want, let's say if it was a, the same $1 million building for ease, you say, I want $100,000. And I need that because I want to either do some kind of improvement that'll mm-hmm. make the property better off, or I want to go on a vacation. It doesn't matter. What we look at is we say, what's the property been able to do? What's the cash flow from it? And then we say, cool. And then we have an appraiser appraise it, and we say, this is what the value is. And that's very basic. And then for that amount, and they say it's worth $1 million, cool. We take 10% of the ownership. It's very simple. Then from there, anyone that buys into that structure. So as essentially, we don't, all as COPA, all we do is take a management fee that's very transparent. We don't do anything else. So for you, you know that you're getting some cash flowing assets, and that's going to grow over time. And you get to buy in for whatever it is that you want to. So you could put in $500 or whatever you like.
Gotcha. So it sounds like, so ultimately sounds like it's a platform where you're helping the developer investor find a market of people who can contribute capital to whatever it is they're trying to do with the asset,
yep.
more or less. And for that, I mean, obviously you need to be compensated. So you'll, that's kind of how you all will get paid.
Yeah. So
for
we,
helping to facilitate.
Yeah. So we just take it, think of that. We'd have a max of 2% and then we go down from there, but a max of 2%
ownership.
Oh no, of a fee.
Fee.
So management fees is a max of 2%. There's a lot of platforms out there that are charging 8 and 10.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's a lot of platforms out there charging 8 and 10, and it's not even off of the net, which would be like the profit of the building. It's off of the rents itself, the gross. So it's actually much more expensive to have a lot of these other platforms. So we keep ours low and we keep ours very steady. And like I said, we go 2% and lower because we want you to actually be able to own the real estate. We don't want you to, we don't want you to talk, we don't want to talk like we're about democratization and then not actually do it. We want the name, the word COPA actually means active participation. In Yoruba, in Nigerian, we want to make sure that it's actually like everyone gets a chance to win, and then we all get a chance to grow. So when we take our fee out, it's only because the properties have been performing. If the properties don't perform, we don't take a fee.
Gotcha. Is the fact that this is facilitated on blockchain, does that enable you to lower the fee you take?
A whole lot. Yeah. So I think if we weren't using blockchain, it could be thousands of times more expensive just to move any money. And so we're not using blockchain as like one of those rah, rah, this is great. Look at us. We're so cool. Hype. We're using it because it works. When you go on to E-Trade or Fidelity or Robinhood, what computer systems are you using to trade your money?
I don't know.
That's what there's a bunch of centralized computer systems somewhere that they all own.
Yeah.
Same thing with blockchain. Yeah. That's how we're going to use it. It's like, it's a way for you to get your money out cheaper, faster, better. And it's all in dollars. So it's not like it's a real problem.
Gotcha. So I have no idea, like talking to you a couple of weeks ago, gave me some more insight to the blockchain, how that works.
Yep.
I don't really know much about it. I'm assuming a lot of listeners may be in a similar situation.
Yep.
So just to recap for those who are listening, basically I can invest in a property on COPA's platform and it's facilitated through the blockchain. So let's talk about the blockchain. What does that even mean? Mm-hmm. And talk more about like the benefits. I know you talked about lower fees, but what is the blockchain and how does it help in this situation?
Yeah. So it's really just like a computer system at the very end of the day. Just think of it as like a big computer system. So if you're on Facebook, you're on their computer system. If you're on Amazon, you're on their computer system. People have heard about AWS perhaps, or Microsoft has their computer system. Blockchain is a large computer system that is owned by no one. And so for that reason, it's a lot more scalable. There's no one company that can turn you off. There's no one company that says, here's what you have to do. But on the flip side, the fees are very transparent and they're much, much lower because you have a lot of different nodes that are now working together to make this computation work. And all you need when you're doing computation is, can I, in terms of money transferring, can I move money from here to here? That's it. So either you could pay for Amazon to do it and they're going to upcharge you. You can pay for Facebook to do it. They're going to upcharge you. If you have to use a money transfer system like an ACH or a wire, can cost you $20-$30. An ACH can be, like I said, as low as 15 cents. But blockchain, because it does so much more and it's a lot more efficient, can do it for 0.0001 cent, right? So if you actually invested $5, all of your return would go to the ACH fee. Whereas with us, we're going to make sure that you can actually, there'll be money in your pocket, even if it's $5 worth. So for us, it's a really good use of a technology that makes things a lot more efficient and simpler. And the best thing about blockchains is that, like, the ACH system has no real incentive to upgrade, right? They've been doing this for a long time. They know what they have works. Their fees are their fees. They'll stay. Blockchain always is trying to get cheaper. It's always trying to get better. It's always more developers are always trying to get it to come the price down even more, which of course allows for us to then pass those savings on to our investors.
Gotcha. So it sounds like the blockchain lowers your cost, and it also lowers the cost for investors.
Yep.
And enabling them to invest with smaller amounts of money because they're not being charged so many fees.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it's just a big scalable computer system.
Got it.
So basically when you do it, and then of course the other side of it is blockchain is very transparent. So anything that you do, you know for sure once something's actually written to blockchain, you'll see there's groups like FTX that have gotten in trouble for being fraudulent. There's groups like Celsius. There's groups like Terra Luna. Those are all companies that did something that was actually fraudulent as a company, but the blockchain itself has never been hacked.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So if I'm that person who invested like $1,000 and, you know, I'm getting my quarterly payouts, where does it go? Does it go to my bank account? Does it go to some other system? I'm not sure. The reason I'm asking is 'cause I'm not sure like how the blockchain works, like if it just puts it in my bank account or something.
So basically the way that we do it is we have, it would go to your wallet, your crypto wallet. So it's the way that it works is there's this coin called US dollar coin, mm-hmm. which is 1-to-1 with the dollar. It's maybe it's 0.99999 cents to a dollar. And then sometimes it's a 1.0001, but it's basically a dollar. That's the faster, easier way of being able to transfer the money. That's why this blockchain works. But the money that you get in your account is a dollar. It's the equivalent of a dollar. You can then take that and trade that for a dollar in your bank account. But the way that it makes it much cheaper for transferring the money, it goes from the real estate, from our account, transfers out to you, it goes into your wallet, and then you change that. You can take that and reinvest it into real estate, or you can take it and transfer it for dollars, take it out, up to you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.